Jake.
Yes.
Another week, another week. Pub quiz pod. Are you excited?
I was excited. It's like I feel that no matter how hard you try in this life, there really is no point.
I opened my eyes this morning at 8:30 a.m. Yes. On your sofa, and I felt the best I've ever felt waking up on your sofa. Do you know why?
Why?
We took it easy last night, didn't we?
Yeah.
As well, that was very nice.
Freshly washed.
Freshly washed, allegedly, as he pulled it out from under the bed.
Give it a shake.
He said that about the towel as well. He went, there you go, treat yourself to that. I had a shower this morning. It was like, this is lovely. Washed myself with a towel, looked down, and there was a lot of curly hairs on me.
What I can promise you, though, is that they weren't mine.
That makes me feel better. But I woke up, I thought, here we go. This is the way we need to do it. Don't go too heavy the night before a record. Come in.
Yeah, get an early night.
Just early night. We smashed it. And since that early optimism...
It's basically been the most chaotic morning we've ever had.
Yeah, it's gone downhill. We forgot to print the scripts. So that's been... We've been running around trying to get that.
Yeah, we're sort of... we've exhausted every option, really.
Yeah.
It was a bit weird because the pub that we're in said, oh, yeah, you can use our printer. And I thought... Yeah, but something's got to go wrong. Like, you never just use a printer and it works, right? Yeah. That's never happened. And then I connected to it. I've never connected to a printer and it'd just be like, fine.
It was looking good, wasn't it?
Immediately, no paper, no ink.
Tried to pull in a favour from a mate. That didn't work. And then Jake
asked
sat...
Asked various corner shops.
And then in amongst that, I mean, I know I've just said, we, you know, took it easy last night, weren't hungover, woke up brilliant. Jake decided to have a Big Mac for breakfast.
What is this thing of like, oh, you can't have certain foods unless it's, you're having a Big Mac, you're not even hungover.
What
like,
I think it is the waking... Normally, you sort of... Start of the day, you normally starts with a bit of optimism. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're not hungover.
Yeah.
And I feel like a Big Mac is not an optimistic meal. That's not the sort of thing to kick off your day, is it?
It's a symbol of the American dream. There's nothing more optimistic than that, is there? And look how well that's going.
Well, let's hope things are going to pick up a bit because we've got a great guest on for today.
My stomach doesn't feel very optimistic right now, I'll tell you that much for free. Don't think their upstairs toilet's really too optimistic either.
Sorry, Sarah, that Jake's talking about his bowels in the middle of your intro.
We've got a very lovely, lovely, brilliant guest on the pod today, nominated for a Chortle Award.
Mate, that's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, big time.
Not the first guest we've had that on for.
I know, we're actually getting a decent calibre of guests.
It's never going to be one of us, is it? So we might as well get the guests on with the nominations.
Why they're saying yes to this.
The interview segment, how does it feel?
We're very excited to have her on. She's actually turned up on time, done all the prep, and has basically outdone us in terms of professionalism.
Yeah.
So it might be nice to actually bring someone who knows what they're doing into the fold and onto the quiz team.
Yeah.
Should we get her a drink and then should we start quizzing?
Yeah, have we said it's Sarah Roberts? Did we actually say the full name?
Oh, sorry, it's Sarah Roberts. Sorry, we gave all of her credentials and didn't say who it is. It's Sarah bloody Roberts. Right.
I'm really looking forward to this one. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
On our quiz team this week, we have a comedian and an online sensation who is so popular online, she's actually been nominated for Chortle's Social Media Award. It's Sarah Roberts.
Sarah Roberts, everybody.
Hi.
And what's it like to be nominated?
You know what? It does feel somewhat undeserved, I have to say.
What are you talking about? Why?
Well, it's for the Social Media Award.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that should be me.
you do comedy videos, don't you?
I've been trying really, really hard, but they haven't been... No one's been really watching them except for the man who runs the Chortle blog.
So who are you?
You know who else? Paul Mezcal.
Paul Mezcal?
No, really?
Yeah, he started following me.
Paul Mezcal runs Chortle?
No.
Oh, sorry, I've got completely confused there.
Yeah, so I've got only a few fans, but they're very important people.
Hey, well, two of those fans are hosting this podcast because we love your stuff.
Sarah, are you much of a quizzer? Do you do much quizzing?
You know what? I do like doing pub quizzes.
Nice.
Big butt coming here, isn't there?
People don't like doing them with me.
Why?
Oh.
Because I really approach the pub quiz how I approach my life, which is just zero knowledge, but like 100% conviction.
Nice.
And I just go off vibe for an answer. Like, you know, when something sounds right and I'm like very certain that it's correct.
Yes.
And then it's always wrong.
I think that can be quite helpful for a quiz team. Like. Yeah. You get a lot of people just fannying around. I think it needs someone like that, a quiz team.
Yeah.
Just when everyone's sort of like deliberating, like, oh, I don't know. Just someone to go, yeah, no, I think it's that.
Totally. You need someone who actually is like, I trust my gut.
Yeah.
You trust your gut?
I do trust my gut.
Yeah.
But you know, my gut is actually usually wrong in those situations. I just hate all the faff of like talk, like what do you think it is, and people arguing, and I'm like, it's definitely this.
When you say the faff, you mean the sort of deliberation?
Deliberation.
The sort of name of the quiz,
the main activity that people go for as part of the quiz.
Yeah, I don't like.
You just want to lock it in quickly. Ask the questions in about 2 minutes. We'll put our answers in. We'll enjoy our evening, basically.
Sarah, we like to ask all of our guests we have on for an interesting fact. Could be like a favourite fact, something you've told at parties or whatever. Do you have one for us?
I've got a few facts.
Brilliant. So and we can decide on the best one.
You decide on the best one. This is the first quiz
Welcome
question.
To the pod.
Okay, so the first fact is, did you know that you're 6.7% more likely to die on your birthday?
Really?
Than any other day of the year.
I think I'm willing to take those odds.
That's crazy.
I'm going to have another birthday.
Is that solely linked to alcohol, do you reckon?
Oh, I didn't actually read into the fact. I just read the headline.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
I just
read the headline on the
first one. Well, she said it before, she'll say it again. She doesn't like the deliberation. That's it. We finished there. I think it must be to do with the fact that maybe on your birthday, you're doing things that are a bit more out of the ordinary. You might, you know what? There must be people that have bought experience days.
Yeah.
Skydiving, flying planes.
People are going to go ape.
They're going to go ape.
Yeah.
Know what to get you for your birthday, sir? Another voucher for go ape. Yeah, people are doing all sorts of stuff. They're having...
that just says remind me, I've got a £75 go ape voucher that I haven't used.
Do you?
Yeah.
And we've not used
got
it.
Got it over a year ago.
Christmas. How did you get it?
It was... someone in my girlfriend's family gave it to us. They didn't know what to get us. That sounds really rude. They didn't know what to get us.
I'm sure also, you could really identify what role there was in the family. Someone in the girlfriend's family. I don't know how they connected.
I think they viewed us. I think we'd like done a bit of interrailing that year, so they thought, oh, they're quite outdoorsy. Let's get them go ape. So interrailing translated to go ape. That's just. Sorry, if I'm a bit distant throughout the podcast, I'm currently thinking.
I really think Go Ape looks really fun. I've never done it myself.
Are you
but
good at
I've been thinking about it. Sure.
Yeah. So I'm getting your approach now.
We need to know because the second half of this is not on video too.
I guess maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think of. I'm mostly just scared of ghosts.
Really? Is that?
Yeah, that's my big fear.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I'm really scared of ghosts.
So you believe in them?
You know what? I don't know if I believe in them, but I just think if they were real, that changes everything.
Ever seen
like
a ghost?
I don't want to find out for sure.
Yeah.
Because then that changes everything.
What's the fear with them? Is it like the poltergeist ones who sort of like might sort of chair at you or something like that?
No. So I think when I was younger, I really did believe in ghosts, and I thought my old house was haunted. Mm. And now I'm, you know, more skeptical. Mm. But I just. Just imagine if they were there. Imagine if there actually was like a dead girl standing at the end of your bed.
Yeah.
And you just never knew. That's crazy.
That is horrible. Yeah, I think I've just unlocked a new fear now as well.
Have you had any ghost encounters, any paranormal encounters?
I don't know if this is going to be a surprise to you. I did A-level drama. And we went on a trip to Upton Court, which is a Tudor house. Mm. Don't know why. But we did. It was a school trip. And... it was meant to be one of the most haunted houses in the country. Mm. And all the boys were in one, like, dorm, and the girls were in another one. And in the middle of the night, we just heard this, like, knocking on the window door. We thought it must be a storm, we weren't sure. And then the next day, one of the boys woke up, and there was, like, this blue liquid all over, like, blue, like, sludge all over the his bed sheets.
Bloody hell.
And we don't know what it was.
Blue sludge.
Yes. I think it might have been some VO5 hair gel. To be honest with you, looking back, I actually think that might have been it. There might have been a little bit of a toiletry bag incident. But we just sort of linked. The more I think about
really
it, I think
thought that was going to end in a much scarier way.
No. Well, I still think it might be a ghost.
It's definitely either
a ghost or sort of like hair gel that a 17-year-old boy would wear. But. Because we thought it was like ectoplasm that ghosts are made out of.
Yeah.
Basically, I don't think I've seen
it. You knew that
ghost,
when you were younger. You knew that's ectoplasm.
That's
ectoplasm. Yeah. That's ectoplasm. That's VO5. That's semen. Who did that? Oh, that was me. Sorry.
Yesterday I was in Brighton and I walked into a pub and it said most haunted pub in Brighton. Like, that was it.
I feel like
and I just walked straight out.
Really? Yeah, oh, you weren't hanging around with that?
It is funny the idea that people think that that's a selling point.
Yeah.
This is the place with the most paranormal activity. I'd like to get a pint.
But it's always the most. They always have to go the most. There's one in York that was like most haunted pub in York. And you went in and they had like... a bloody joke skeleton up in cobweb. I thought this is just stupid now.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick.
You have to be the most though. There was you live in Manchester. When I lived in Manchester on the train, you go past a place that on the sign of it says the third best hat museum in Cheshire. Which always makes me laugh.
Yeah, but they've got to be having a laugh with that.
I don't think they are.
I think that's really good comedy.
Yeah.
Whether it's intentional or not, I really like that. That would make me go in more than first best hat shop.
Yeah.
So your top facts for us.
Oh, I have another one.
You have another one? Oh, right. Yeah, of course. We're going to decide.
Okay, so this one, I really just like this one because I just think it sounds so much like a lie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you know? Did you know there are more ways to shuffle a deck of cards than there are atoms in the universe?
That is mind-blowing.
That is mind-blowing. Every time that you shuffle a deck of cards, you're definitely... This says, BuzzFeed says, you're definitely the first person to ever shuffle them in that exact way.
There's a few of them, it's not definitely, but it is like, it's like a 0.0001%.
But like, what counts as a shuffle though? Because if you just do one flip of the deck.
It's fun at parties, isn't it?
This is the exact kind of deliberation that I just don't appreciate at all.
Sorry, I'm just thinking though, like, because if you do one shuffle like that, it probably is going to have been done before. But more atoms
but I think like a proper
atoms?
Shuffle.
Yeah. Atoms
what
in the
I
universe.
Will say is that I have a deck of tarot cards.
Obviously. With you now?
No, at home. But I always shuffle them in the exact same way, I've realised, because I always either like really spooky and I have a definite fate, or I'm really bad at shuffling because I always get the exact same.
Well, that
cards.
Just proves really? That the tarot cards work then, right?
Can we ask what your fate is?
What's your fate? We like to ask every guest that comes on your top fact, the team name, and what's your fate?
So my fate is.
My fate is. To win the social media award at Chortle.
Yeah, it did. I already knew I was being nominated for the Chortle social media award.
Really?
Because the tarot cards told me surprising glory is coming your way.
Really?
Whoa. And it was surprising.
And how far in advance did it tell you that?
Like 2 years ago. And I have been waiting this whole time, and then when I got the Chortle nomination, I was like, there it is.
Has there been anything in the tarot about the podcast coming on this?
No.
Yeah, I tend to get left out.
Don't know about it.
That's a brilliant fact. I mean, if those are the two, I would pick that one. But do you have a third?
One more.
Go on.
You know the NASA Challenger explosion?
I think I do. Yeah, it was
where it just like blew up immediately.
There were like some people in it, right?
Yeah.
What did a satellite?
Where's this going?
Big Bird. You know the big yellow bird.
Yeah.
He was meant to be in it.
What? What?
He was, like, the day before, they decided, let's not put Big Bird in it.
Yeah.
I assume because Big Bird had other things.
What was it, though? What was it that exploded?
So basically, they, like, it was like this... It was like this massive rocket up into space. And then everyone was watching around the world. It was like record-breaking or something. And then this was like before we were all born, which is why we wouldn't maybe know about it.
Yeah.
And basically it went into the air and then like everyone around the world was watching this thing and then it just blew up into like smithereens.
And Big Bird was almost
Big Bird was almost in it.
Wow.
Which meant there would have been loads of children watching.
Why were they going to... Big Bird.
But the day before, they were like, no, it's like some scheduling conflicts for Big Bird.
You never hear about one in the same ilk of when someone's like, I was almost on the plane that went into the Twin Towers, but I lost my ticket, I lost my passport. You never see Big Bird going, I was almost on that explosion.
You see Kermit doing a reading at the funeral. Miss Piggy trying to get his tears. He held it together. Bert and Ernie carrying the coffin in.
I do feel like, how would they have played that? Because obviously, Big Bird is just a puppet.
Yeah.
But like, the Muppets would have had to make that into a thing because kids would have been watching it.
Yeah, well, I just wish it had happened. Yeah, would have been a puppeteer in it as well, just like, you know what I mean? Just normal day jobs, just a puppeteer.
Anytime you see a yellow feather in the sky, that's him, Matt. That's him.
Still coming down. The Kermit eulogy.
It was a big bloody bird, wasn't it?
The Kermit eulogy is great.
God. Okay. I think I'm still set on the atoms. To be honest with you, I think that's just amazing. favourite.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right, yeah,
does
sure.
a real research there.
That's no
granted on BuzzFeed, but still, real nice research there.
That's three brilliant facts.
Thank you.
So we also like to know, what should we be called as our team name? The three of us have got together, we're forming a quiz team. What's it going to be?
I think I want to call it, if I don't win this quiz, I'm going to kill myself. No, seriously, I swear to God, I actually will kill myself. I'm going to kill myself if I don't win this quiz.
So, Liam, if you just pop that in the answer sheet, a little square that says team name, that'd be great.
What worries me is that there isn't really a winner of the quiz, is there?
Sarah, we're happy to go with that, because what it tells me is that you really care about the quiz.
I really care.
And do you know what? Not naming names, but we've had the occasional guest who, yes, they're here for a jolly,
yeah,
but they're not also here to win, to do well at the quiz.
Yeah.
No, I'm not here to like promote anything. I'm not here to honestly hang out with either of you. Well, I'm here to get a free pint.
I'm here to do a quiz.
Yeah, thank you.
And if my tour does get mentioned, that's on in April and May, it gets mentioned. Oh, that was handy, wasn't it? Right, so every week we get sent a real pub quiz from a real UK quizmaster. Guys, this week it's a very exciting one. We've gone international. Yeah, you thought no one listened to this. We've got international listeners.
But international is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm excited about
this. So apparently this quizmaster who sent one in is called Will. Will, hello if you're listening. And Will runs the Udder Quiz at the White Lion in Finsbury Park. That doesn't sound like he's
doesn't
that international.
Sound very international.
That sounds like he is from the UK. So Will, And when we say international, we mean North London instead of South. So we've had to cross rivers and tube lines.
That was really perfectly delivered.
We've currently got the producer squinting, going with a very puzzled look, who's just opened his laptop.
Right, so we've just had a sort of like a quick break to work out what's happened. Sarah, were you excited about an international quiz?
I was excited.
I think
yeah.
you're going to be even more excited about a quiz from Finsbury Park.
I used to live in Finsbury Park, so
there
that's
you go.
Actually
so
nice.
This might, close, that might help.
Maybe.
If there's
yeah.
questions about I've Rowan's bowling done, alley.
Maybe I've done it. Probably done this quiz. To
Seriously.
Be fair. Well,
do you reckon,
what pub is it at?
Well, do you know the White Lion in Finsbury Park?
No.
Maybe you haven't then. So the White Lion in Finsbury Park, run by Will, every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. So round one is general knowledge. How do you think about this, Sarah?
Yeah, very, pretty good.
Very, downgraded immediately, mid-sentence. Very to pretty good. Liam, general knowledge, we tend to be all right on these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, like general knowledge, yeah. Should we do it?
Question number one. Can you name the five movies that won more than one Oscar in 2025 at the Academy Awards? Five movies that won more than one. So, The Brutalist did.
Anora.
Anora definitely did. Have you seen that, Anora?
Yeah.
Very good, isn't it?
You know what? I didn't. I thought it was fine.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone had.
I think what you think, basically.
Very good, wasn't it? It was fine. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you think is what I think.
No, I think I hate when people. Everyone was like, this is the best film ever. Mm. Well, obviously, everyone thinks the best film of the year. Mm. You know, then it's overhyped. That's the end.
Anora, I know that Kieran Culkin won a
Real
Oscar
Pain.
For A Real Pain, yeah. So that's three.
But isn't building. It more than, did they say more than one or more than two?
Oh, that's so true. What more than one.
So you just get 1 point for naming all five here, do we?
Yeah, so it's not worth doing. It's only 1 point.
And we don't get any points if we get one wrong.
Yeah.
That's tough, crazy.
Isn't it? He's really set out his stall as quite like a harsh, strict, yeah. strict, harsh quiz master.
I don't mind that,
he?
Though. Don't mind that.
No, I don't mind it at all.
Did Emilia Perez not get any in the end?
I don't know that film.
Did you not see there was like, they got everything?
Oh, yes. Oh, I do know that film. Yeah, it would be that. Emilia Perez.
A million
what?
You don't know what I'm talking.
A million friends.
No. Emilia Perez.
Emilia Perez.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm really not a film.
So it was like it was on. You know, don't watch any film.
Not many.
Really?
Not
what was
many.
The last film you watched?
What was the?
Was that Wallace and Gromit one? They did it.
Was it? Was it this Christmas? That Christmas? What was it?
Whose Christmas?
Whose Christmas is that then?
You know,
you ask him to also, talk about films, he gets dementia immediately.
No, I'm just really not that into films.
That Christmas.
No, what was it? The one that, what's his name? Who did Love Actually?
Richard Curtis.
Last Christmas. That one.
The last film you saw was Last Christmas.
Well, no, it was this. Yeah, no. But, yeah, that's correct in two.
What's the one you, what's Emilia Perez you were talking about?
It was on Netflix and...
It was called Emilia Perez.
With an E, but it had a lot of controversy.
Oh, it's not A Million Prayers. I wrote A Million Prayers.
So we're going to go with Brutalist, Anora, Emilia Perez.
I'd also wrote Andorra.
Let's go with...
have you seen Anora? No.
If I'm honest with you, I've not heard of it.
Complete Unknown, Bob Dylan film. That's got a couple in it.
This is a hard question.
It's a really hard question. Should we just leave it?
No, let's...
No, sorry. That's not... It's a pop quiz. Pod, for God's sakes. Brutalist, Anora, Emilia Perez, Complete Unknown... And
you've written.
He's written 1 million prayers and Bob Dylan.
I was hoping no one would see my sort of little writing.
1 million
there.
Prayers and Bob Dylan.
What did you say, Emilia Perez?
Yes. Really, like it's a name.
Did you hear?
No, prayers? I thought it was A Million Prayers for a long time.
A million.
I've only recently.
I need to work on my diction.
Wicked. Did that get anything?
Yes.
Wicked.
Oh, well,
that's going to be
the
on there.
The wickedly talented. Question number two. What are the four most popular pasta shapes? Oh, this is more right, isn't it? Pasta. Pasta, yum. I like pasta. It's my favourite.
Oh, pasta last week.
I hope it's got cheese on it. Cheesy pasta. Oscar winning this.
There's not many points for a lot of listing.
Yeah.
Do we have to list this whole round?
What are the?
When does the listing end?
What are the four most popular pasta shapes according to YouGov survey of Brits 2020? The initials of the four pastas. Now we're talking some clues. Are F, S, P, and T. Easy.
We're giving That's four. Be... We're having to give nine answers for a potential 2 points in the first two questions. That's annoyed me.
It's got to be. So Fusilli.
S is Fusilli.
Oh.
Fusilli.
I would have just said Fusilli, yeah, sure.
I think yours is more accurate, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, Fusilli. Mine's bad.
Spaghetti.
The S is spaghetti.
Penne.
Yeah.
What was the last
P
one?
P is penne, and T?
Tortellini.
Tagliatelle. Or tortellini.
Tagliatelle, I reckon.
Tagliatelle.
Oh. See, that's tough, though, because we could...
Pasta, lovely. You've been to Italy recently, haven't you, Liv?
Mm.
That's
nice. Like the pasta?
You know, I really thought, well, much, you know. I didn't think much of it. In fact,
really?
I came back. This sounds really uncultured, but it might just be the places I went. I came back, I was on a train, about a week later, I got a meal deal from Sainsbury's, and I finished the pasta pot, and I said, actually, I think I enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed some of the pasta.
Which pasta pot was it?
Tomato and mozzarella one.
I hate that one.
Do you?
They're all... Honestly,
yeah.
None of them are great.
Tesco's pasta pots just give me...
They make me feel sick.
Nice. It was a bit of an
exaggeration. But why didn't you like any of the pasta?
No, though? I did like it. I just wasn't... I think everyone builds it up, don't they? Of like, eating Italian food. Like, yeah. I love pasta, I love pizza, I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think, because it's all quite simple... They do it, they strip it all back a lot over there, I think. It's quite simplistic. It's quite a simplistic recipe. Yeah. Which is like nice.
Yeah.
But it's like...
They don't know what they're doing.
But because it's so simple, I think we've replicated it quite easily.
And we've made it better.
So no, I wouldn't say better. It wasn't.
This is Brexit Britain.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that I didn't like it. It was just I was like, I wanted to be blown away. That's the best pasta I've ever had, and I didn't feel it. That's nice pasta. Yeah.
This is what happened to me with Anora. Everyone was like, it's the best film ever. And then once something's overhyped...
Anora's your pasta pot. Took my grandparents to Rome. They're like in their 80s, 90s. And we thought, well, I'll take them to Rome. It was a really nice, a bit of a touristy restaurant. But it was like, we're in this restaurant, sunshine. And we sat outside the Colosseum. We could see the Colosseum. It's a really nice setting. I'm like, oh, this is a nice memory. I'm like, to my granddad, like, so do you like the pizza? And he's sort of like thinking and sat there. He's like... It's not Domino's pizza, okay? It's not like Domino's. They've forgotten how to make it properly, okay? And he was asking for garlic and herb dip. He thought that it was like, can I get the big dip, please? Yeah, he really
big dip.
They hate when you do that. Yeah. They really don't like that when you're in Italy or...
What, when you ask for the big Domino's dip?
Yeah. I always ask for mayo.
See, I normally
like
a bit of ketchup. Just something to put crust
they're
in.
They're so rude about it. It's like, I'm the paying customer.
Do you know who I am? I've been nominated.
For the Chortle Award.
I bet you know who my new chihuahua is.
Do you think they do in Italy?
No.
No, I don't think they do. Question number three. Who's older, Harry Redknapp or Elaine Page? Very random.
Who's Mary. Elaine Page?
Elaine Page, she was a singer. I only know her because when Susan Boyle came on her audition, I remember her, Simon Cowell saying, who would you like to be like? And she said, Elaine Page. And they all laughed at her and said, idiot.
Yeah, they
and then she sang and they said, oh, you've got value now.
Well, it's going to be Harry Redknapp, isn't it? Because otherwise it's so obvious.
I mean, I think it must be Elaine Page.
Harry Redknapp, I think he's knocking on 80.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Harry Redknapp?
I thought he was younger.
Wait, does he have a son?
Definitely says Jamie
Redknapp. I'm thinking of Jamie Redknapp.
You thought the question was, who's younger, Jamie Redknapp or Elaine Page?
Yeah, and I still went with Jamie Redknapp.
You still thought we should deliberate.
I think it's going to be Harry Redknapp.
I reckon he might be about 76, I reckon. I'm going to put a guess on.
Harry.
How old do you reckon Elaine Page is?
Is she alive?
No idea.
Well, she must be, otherwise it wouldn't be in the question.
So we go Redknapp?
Yes, go Redknapp. What are the three most common names for US presidents? Oh, I like this question. It's another list, though, isn't it?
George
W. Bush, George Bush Sr., George Washington. That's got to be one.
Three
most common names.
What was JFK called?
John F. Kennedy, yeah. John Adams was the second president. John F. Kennedy, there must be another.
John,
yeah.
Travolta.
Let's go. Travolta, he was president for a while, wasn't he, John Travolta? Yeah.
It's got to be Edward. Not recently, because Edward's an old name, but back then.
Abraham?
No.
That was a genuine suggestion. So we've got George, John.
Go Ringo.
Ringo
and Paul. George, John, I'm trying to think who else has had multiple names. Bill, is there like a Bill or a William?
Oh, maybe Bill.
Oh, William.
Yeah. William, yeah, William?
Yeah.
Or Barack, I don't know. Don't know where we go. American presidents' names. Oh, so there was George Washington, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon,
Richard.
Andrew Jackson. Richard, could that be one? Coolidge? Herbert Hoover, it's going to be Herbert. No. Franklin D. Roosevelt, is it Franklin?
He's just showing off now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Could it be a woman?
There's never...
Just making a point there. Question five.
George, John, and then we just don't know, do we? Andrew?
Yeah, is that... Yeah.
Don't know.
You're not just saying a random name, are you?
Oh. Right, it could be one, could it?
Andrew Jackson?
You actually have really good general knowledge.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Question number five. What are the three colours of the flag of Côte d'Ivoire, of the Ivory Coast?
It is...
blue.
Orange.
I think blue's the one that's not on it.
Orange.
White.
White.
And green.
Yes.
It's the same as...
It's Ireland, but...
Yeah.
Isn't the pole on the other side or something?
Yeah, I think you're totally right.
What place is this? Can you say it again?
Ivory Coast. North Africa.
Yeah, right. I think it's...
Didier Drogba?
Wow.
You ever heard of
West Africa?
Yeah.
He's from there. Solomon Kalou.
Who's that?
And Willy Bolly, I believe.
He'll just say words for a bit. He'll say words for a bit and then we'll move on. It's just a little reboot he does. He says footballers from the sort of noughties and then he's just like, right, back to normal.
Even when it's not a football question, I just sort of, a bit like you were doing with presidents, but that was the actual question. I just go, Yaya Toure, obviously Kolo Toure.
Willy Bolly. Okay, so let's have a look at how we've done. Look, I mean, I normally say at this stage, Sarah, that there is a very elite club that I would love to invite you to join, but it rests on the three of us being able to join the 5 out of 5 club. It rests on the three of us being able to get 5 out of 5 on a round.
Have you had that before on this podcast?
Very rarely.
Yeah. Not often. There's been a few.
I just want to say, I think I've really come across quite thick.
Do you think you've come across thick? How do you think I've been?
I
bloody host for thick. I shouldn't be coming across thick.
We've been, out of the four people sat in this room, none of us have been able to print a script. I think we're the thick ones. So, let's see how we do. I'll be honest with you, don't think this is the round for it.
No.
Question number one, can you name the 5 movies that won more than one Oscar in the 2025 Academy Awards? So, Anora.
Yes.
Won 5 awards.
Just one.
Wow.
The Brutalist.
Yeah.
3 awards.
Wow.
Wicked.
Wow.
2
well
awards. The Wickedly Hair. Amelia Perez.
Wow.
Seriously.
And it says / 1,000,000 prayers.
2.
So I love that you've ticked 1 million prayers.
So we just need...
You're like, I'll take that one.
I love that film. We just need one more to get... This feels like a whole round, doesn't it?
This is tough, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like...
Yeah. We just need one more to get the 1 point. What's the last one we've got now?
Real pain.
Wrong. Really? Where's Bob Dylan then? Oh, we
crossed
it
out.
A Real Pain. The answer was June Part 2.
Oh, seriously?
That's so tough,
I forgot that existed.
Yeah, two awards apparently.
4 out of 5 there for nothing.
Yeah.
What's the point? So is that 0?
Zero points.
Question number 2. What are the 4 most popular pasta shapes? We felt more comfortable with that one, didn't we?
Well, apart from the tea.
Fusilli, yep. Spaghetti, penne, tagliatelle.
Perfect.
Wow.
We've got a point on the board.
Who's older, Harry Redknapp or Elaine Page? What I do like about Will is that he's put a little bit of information with the answers. So I can tell you one of them is 77, the other is 78. I can tell you the answer is Harry Redknapp.
Yes.
Question number 4. What are the 3 most common names for presidents?
We put four.
Gosh, yes.
I put George, John, William and Andrew.
So now we need to quickly take one out.
Should we quickly... The last one we said was Andrew. Oh, no, you said go with Andrew, so I'll take out William.
Yeah.
That's only fair.
You take out William?
William's gone.
Brilliant. So the answer is William. With four. John and James.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I forgot the name James.
Anyway, because George wasn't in there. But William on 4, John 5, James has 6 presidents. And finally, the 3 colours of the flag of the Ivory Coast is orange, white and green.
Perfect.
Wow.
So but actually, although that was a very tough round, we've come out of that with a 3 out of 5, which I don't think
really lucky to have got that, yeah. I think. We've done well in what was a tricky round.
Can I go for a wee before we do round 2?
Is that the first question? God, we're having fun.
After a solid first general knowledge round, round 2...
It's by the skin of our teeth. I don't know how we got 3.
I'm hoping it's a bit easier, this one.
Yeah.
So round 2, a words link is the title. A words link. So all the answers share a link. It's a classic. It's a format classic.
Yeah, we've seen it before. We'll see it again.
Question 1. In which square... Mm-hmm. was a famous photograph taken in 1989 of an individual referred to as Tank Man or the Unknown Protester.
Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, I was going to say
Sorry, Sarah. I should let you say it.
No, I forgot the... No, I'm really glad that you did.
Tiananmen Square.
What's the image?
It is... it's an amazing photograph.
Yeah.
It is a man, an everyday man, who is sick and tired of war, as we all are. And he sees a tank coming into Tiananmen Square and he's got his plastic bag of shopping. And he just like stands in front of the tank and says no, and the tank can't move. And it's the power of this one individual against the might of an army. And it speaks 1,000 words.
And that's how World War II came to an end. That one man.
So that's Tiananmen Square, I think.
Okay.
I'm also thinking how funny if it's not Tiananmen Square. I've given all that.
It was actually Albert Square. Do you know that episode when Bradley and Alfie had a fight? They brought the tanks in.
Question 2. What is the last word of the last book in the New Testament of the Bible? Oof. It's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? What is the last word What is the last word of the last book in the New Testament of the Bible?
Sorry, what?
End.
God.
The end.
God. It's not the end.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So it's probably John's Gospel, isn't it? I don't know. What would he end it on?
God.
God.
It's got to be God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. It's over.
Oh,
what a long read.
Amen.
That's a really good show.
What the hell is going to
really
be the link?
Good.
What's going to be the link between Tiananmen and Amen?
Tiananmen Square, Amen Square.
A man.
Oh, they
could
might
be
all be
Square.
They might all be squares. No.
Should we put Amen, but I'll put it in brackets. We're sort of parking.
We're not sure.
We might come back to it.
It's not a thing. That's why I was saying it to see if it sounded like a thing. Amen Square.
Question 3. The bodies of insects are divided into 3 regions called tagmata.
Mm-hmm.
What 7-letter term? What in italics as well? What 7-letter term is the name of the rearmost region? So you've got an insect, they're put in 3 parts. What is the name of the rearmost, the one nearest the ass?
Trying to see if I remember.
7 letters, asshole. It's gonna be asshole.
asshole. Head, body, asshole.
See, human centipede.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I never watched it, but I remember talking about
it. No surprise. We're starting a film podcast soon. It's all the films that Liam's not watched. I think if we don't know the answer, it's good to go with the one that's made us laugh the most. And I think that's
but,
it.
Asshole.
I mean, we can come back to the link.
Yeah.
So let's put asshole.
Tiananmen Square, amen brackets, and asshole.
Question four. In which 1976 horror film, not good for me, does the child Damien Thorne, spoiler alert, turn out to be the Antichrist? There have been four sequels so far, the most recent of which was released last year. I know it.
Do you?
Yeah. You know it. It's a film question, though.
Yeah, I know.
Go on.
The Omen.
Wow.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Nicely done.
I went in, I had a bit of a horror films phase when I was about maybe 13, 14. But right
watched
into
one horror film.
Yeah, watched half of The Omen.
I'm going to hazard a guess. I know what the link is.
Just off Omen.
I think it's helped, yeah. Okay. I think it is, and I think that it means that Sarah's right about Amen. I think it's men. Tiananmen. Amen. Omen.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow.
So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well done, mate. Really well done. So then what's the
so
asshole
it
doesn't
it means that asshole might not be right.
So seven letters ending in M-E-N.
Yeah. Go on. It feels like there is a bit of a bug that's like the stamen, starman,
stegman?
Something like that, I think. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Tragus, that's part of your ear, and not with men.
It's sort of like four letters.
Yeah.
We need before.
Starman feels like something like, oh man, I'm going to kick myself.
Question five. Typically flavoured with either soy sauce or miso, what, italics, Japanese dish is made from Chinese style wheat noodles served in a broth? Ramen.
There we go.
Wow.
That helps. That fits with the men thing, right?
Yeah. Ramen, omen, Tiananmen, amen. It's just number three, but I don't think we know it, do we?
I think we could guess.
The arse end of a bug.
Stagman?
Stagman.
Stagman sounds right.
Good.
Should we go for
Stagman,
it?
Stagman.
So, I mean, I think we're quite confident on 1, 2, 4, and 5.
Mm.
3, I think, is a real pun. I think maybe we've got about a 2% chance of getting 5 out of 5 probably.
Okay, let's go.
Should we do the answers?
Let's do the answers.
Right, okay. So, number one, mm-hmm. Which square was the famous photograph taken in 1989? It was Tiananmen. Well done.
Well done
both of you.
Get in.
I didn't contribute to
that. Last word of the Bible, you did contribute to this.
Oh, this is all you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. You're correct? Correct. Number three. Now, this is one we aren't sure on.
Mm.
The rear bit of the body of the... of an insect.
I've still got arsehole written down.
Yeah, I mean, we changed it to stagman. I think we're actually going to kick ourselves a bit here.
Go on.
I think we were just trying to think of like a word we didn't know, but we're like, what sounded sort of right.
Mm.
It's not hymen.
Abdomen.
Abdomen.
No, that doesn't make sense because that's the middle.
You'd think that was the middle part, wouldn't you? Abdomen. So the other two parts are the head and the thorax. And then you've got the abdomen.
I suppose because they don't...
Maybe we... I think we maybe could
because,
have
do you know why? Because their legs are across the whole body.
Yeah.
So they're just talking about... Because we have a head,
we've got an
thorax,
yeah.
Abdomen, and then it stops.
Yeah, we've got legs, yeah.
We've got legs.
a bit of
you know
if you didn't know.
Well, the great thing about this podcast is a lot of take-home trivia.
Yeah, a lot of trivia.
Got a lot of knowledge to sort of talk about.
We've got legs, famously. I think if we just started thinking a bit more about what are actual body parts we know that end in M-E-N,
yeah,
we would have got there.
Yeah, we should have done.
So it's not a 5 out of 5.
I think that's my fault. I think it took us on the start of stage.
Hey. Don't spiral, man.
Fat, stupid Burke. I'm sorry.
The 1976 horror film with the child Damien Thorne was The Omen.
Well done.
Thank you.
That sounded like you said The Yeoman.
That really feels like a bit of redemption, doesn't it?
And he was just a West Country
good.
Guy.
So we've had The Yeoman in 1 million prayers or whatever it was.
The Yeoman. All right, I saw you've been possessed, I have. I mean, Yeoman.
Sounds like the milk we drink in the West Country.
Okay.
It's got to be ramen, the last one.
And it is ramen, the typically flavoured with either soy sauce or miso, what Japanese dish is made from Chinese-style wheat noodles and in a broth, it is ramen. So, guys, that is an advancement. Again, it's 4 out of 5.
That's very solid.
Yeah. Are you happy with that, Sarah?
No, I am happy with that. I really do want to join the 5 out of 5 club.
If we keep going as we are, though, yeah. 3, 4, yeah. Final round.
It puts a lot of pressure on the final round.
Yeah. It does. For sure. It does. And you know what? Thanks for saying that, because it really raises the stakes and keeps people listening. We'll decompress before we go into the final round and just find out a little bit more about you. So, is that a good segue into the interview
chat?
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah,
great.
So, continue. Exciting times for you. You're going on tour across April and May.
Yes.
Nominated for the Chortle Award.
Yes.
What was your sort of like start into stand-up?
I don't know. I guess I had a couple of friends who were starting, mm-hmm. and I think I always kind of wanted to, but I was scared. And then I just went and watched like a open mic and I saw people be really bad, yeah. and I was like, oh, I can be bad, that's fine.
Well, that's really nice and humble. You didn't think like, oh, I saw them better. And I'll be better.
That's
thought,
exactly where my mind went.
That's exactly what I thought your sentence was going to be, but you thought
it says a lot about us, doesn't it?
No, I feel like there's such a relief in it when you start, especially because everything stays in the room and it's like totally okay. Mm. Also, you have to kind of accept that. I had the worst bomb of my life last week.
Really
terrible.
What happened?
I was at Glee Club in Birmingham doing my trial, and I was already on edge because it was my trial, yeah. and they just absolutely hated me.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? It was so bad that I lost. This is really good promotion for me. So my gig's been going really badly. I lost like all kind of riz. I had nothing. Because they just instantly disliked me, and I heard someone on the front row. I was the third woman on, and I heard this man on the front row when I went on stage. He went, not another fucking woman.
Really?
And I was like, doing my stuff. No one laughed.
Yeah. Do you always start with a trumpet?
Yeah.
Do the trumpet stuff again.
They have to know the concept of trumpet to really get on board with it. But this man heckled me, and instead of like saying anything quick, I just went me 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 me. And at that point, I was like, "This is over."
I genuinely think that is a great response to a heckle. Just to go.
I don't know what it
means. She's a prick like that whose heckle is not another woman. I think that's the perfect response. So wait.
He did have a really stupid voice, and I was like, "That's kind of." And I really thought maybe this is my moment to get the audience.
I was like,
"He has a stupid voice." Me, me, me.
Let's get an impression of the voice. What was the voice like?
It was like, well, I can't really do a Birmingham accent. You know what is also really upsetting is I really love Birmingham accents.
Yeah.
Really? And as soon as I arrived in Birmingham, I fancied everyone. I encountered everyone.
You're
I love
the
that
first
accent.
Person. It's my. That's. I think. Yeah. Oh, the Brummie accent's really the one I love to get.
That's my favourite accent. I think it's the hottest accent of all.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think you can. And I hope I can get away with this because I was born in Birmingham, raised in Birmingham.
All the rest of the body's talking in a Brummie accent.
No, it's funny you say that, Sharon, because, you know, I've always found it quite
strange,
okay?
Well, actually, sorry, I had a bit of a bad throat to the first time. I actually do talk like this. You know. So anyway, round three.
You were born in Birmingham, raised in Birmingham.
I thought you had a lovely set, actually. It was a great set, great jokes. I was born in Solihull. I always think that it's the one accent that's very hard to be taken seriously.
I just think there's something kind of like cheeky and silly about it. And then now it's fucking ruined for me because the people of Birmingham now famously hate me.
So you did some open mic nights, realised you didn't have to be good.
Yeah.
You'd be bad. And but then were you juggling a full-time job at the same time? What was your job?
Yeah, so I actually, I realised I could be bad, but then I won the best of the night trophy on my first gig, and then the next day I quit my job.
Wow.
And then we had a pandemic, so.
So the progression of like starting to being able to do it as a full-time job was really quick.
No.
I just misunderstood that story?
No, like I just had a lot of hubris, and then I quit my job because I thought, oh, I must be amazing.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realise, like I thought that people just come to open mics and they're like, you look like a star. You sound like a star. You've got the X Factor. And then next thing you know, you're on Live at the Apollo. And it really takes a lot longer than that.
And you quit your job after the first...
Out of the first open mic.
I've won a free pint, quit my job.
Yeah, I was
just
like...
Just in time for furlough payments to start.
So like you said, you went from starting out in open mic nights, quit your job very quickly. Pandemic happens. Fast forward, you're now going to be on tour. Where can people sort of buy, get tickets, by the way? April, May. Where can they sort of find your tickets?
So, I'm going to Manchester, Edinburgh, Brighton, and then I have 3 dates in London. Mm-hmm. And... on my Instagram, mainly, which is SarahRoberts_69.
It's a bit of a laugh, isn't it, 69?
Yeah, it just makes it fun. You
makes
know?
It fun. At the end of the day, we're doing comedy.
Yeah.
people talk about, like, oh, you know, shows are about something these days, aren't they? You don't just go on, like, people, you can't just go and tell jokes. Do you have a thing that it's about, or do you not subscribe to that sort of thing?
I definitely do, but I also just think it's fun to do all of your best jokes. Like, definitely. People are paying to come and see you, so they just want it to be funny. Mm-hmm. I'm trying, actually, I was saying to you earlier, I've been editing the show for the tour. Mainly, the show is, like, embargoed gossip and... a lot of it's about Paul Mescal. And I've actually asked him to be in the show.
Really?
But he hasn't replied yet. Oh. Yeah.
He'll get back to you.
Do you think so? I asked him in December.
He'll get back to you.
Yeah. but I mean, it's kind of, I guess this show is sort of about my online, not my online, my onstage persona. Sorry, I forgot who I was for a second.
You're an influencer.
Yeah. My onstage persona is kind of like, I think I'm amazing. And so the whole show, it's really just about how hot and talented I am. That's what I say in the show. It's just about deciding to tell yourself that you're perfect.
Wow, we should do that more. Yeah,
you should do that.
Rather than you calling yourself a fat, useless oaf.
It was Bert.
And what is the title of the show?
Silkworm.
What's the story behind that?
What is the story behind that?
Doesn't have to be one.
So I called it Worm in Progress when it was a work in... when it was, there isn't any
That's
meaning
great.
To it.
That's
when
great.
It was a work in progress. And then, no, I wanted to keep it worm themed because I think it's like, you know, funny.
Yeah. Worm in Progress is brilliant. That's
Thank
great.
You.
First round, we got a 3. Second round, we got a 4. I think that this is the round where, in the right trajectory, we get a 5 out of 5 and you join the club. It's entertainment this round.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think about that?
We know that.
Here we go.
you just stick to your presidents, you freak. Okay, so 5 out of 5. Here we go. Question number 1. 19 of the top 20 highest American TV audiences of all time are coverage of what annual event? It's got to be the Super Bowl.
It's got to be Super Bowl.
It's got to be. They don't have any other sort of like national thing that they do,
no,
do they?
No.
It's
got Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl, I think, yeah.
They love the Super Bowl.
Question number 2. Film question. A Fistful of Dollars. Seen it?
No.
Was one of the first and a genius two partners and a dupe. You seen it?
No.
Was one of the last movies in a cinematic subgenre most commonly referred to by which two-word name? So A Fistful of Dollars was the first in 1964, and A Genius, Two Partners and a Dupe was the last in 1975. I know the answer to this.
Okay.
It touches upon an earlier question.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's called A Spaghetti Western.
Oh, okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah. So like those like Western films that were directed by Italian-American.
Heard of spaghetti. Heard of the West. Never eat shredded wheat.
1964, heard of that? I think it was, Italian or Italian film directors making Westerns, and they sort of like would have that really sort of boxed in framing, and right. That music goes...
Tumbleweed. Tumbleweed.
down, and then with that phrase
So Spaghetti Western.
Yeah, okay. What did the song go like? I'll tell you again. It goes a little bit like this. I won't, sorry. Question number 3. The current location of the Chinese robot U22
can be described by the title of which rock album, which is the best-selling album from the 1970s? Anyone want to
decide? I honestly
question?
Don't know
you
any
read
of
that
these.
Again? Sorry.
All right, sorry about this, guys. I'm going to blame the quizmaster, I think. The current location of the Chinese robot U-2-2, and that's spelled U-2-2. The current location of the Chinese robot U-2-2 can be described by the title of which rock album, which is the best-selling album from the 1970s?
Best-selling album from the 1970s.
I don't even understand that question at all.
So I think what to lock onto here is the best-selling U2. Album of the 1970s.
Is it just a coincidence that it's called U2?
Yeah, I think so. I don't mean.
Yeah, so it's well. Yeah. I think
that's a real fluffy piece of information.
It is. Yeah, we need a best-selling album of the 1970s, so which is a location, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah.
So, for example, I thought the best-selling album of the 70s was "Rumours" by Fleetwood Mac. But that's not a location, is it?
No.
Unless it's abstract and the robot is located in Rumours. We don't know where he is.
Was ABBA in the 70s?
Big yeah. time, yeah.
Waterloo?
Is it in Waterloo?
I don't know. I'm not very good with the album names, because it's quite good with song names, but album titles.
Yeah, they're it? Really tough. Oh!
What?
Hotel California?
Dark Side of the Moon. It's on the moon. It's a robot on the moon.
Oh, wow.
It's got to be.
Dark Side. Who's that?
Pink Floyd.
Wow, okay.
My dad is a massive Pink Floyd fan.
So is the answer the moon, or is it...
Sorry if you're listening, Dad. He is a big a Pink Floyd fan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, that seems more correct than Waterloo.
it's either on the moon
the
or in Waterloo
robot
Station.
In Waterloo. I was like, that's probably correct when you said Waterloo. And then...
We thought we were on this minute.
ABBA, Waterloo, there we go. He's in Waterloo. He's on the moon. Oh, question 4, The Hunger Games Catching Fire. You seen it?
No. he's a film fan. I think what we can decipher about Will is he's a film fan.
I think Will spent a lot of time in blockbusters as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Question number 4.
Will emailing, have you spent a lot of time in blockbusters?
Do you remember blockbusters? The Hunger Games Catching Fire, and then which title completes the original trilogy of novels written by Suzanne Collins?
Oh, read it again. Sorry.
So, The Hunger Games is one book. Catching Fire is another book. We need to know what title completes the original trilogy of novels.
I really should know this.
Is it Mockingbird or something?
Mockingjay.
There we go.
I was actually going to say that.
There we go. We're in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
See, if we all just calm down, unclench our arse cheeks for a second. I don't know. Back into human centipede mode.
We can't get there.
We can wonder what that smell was. We can all just be calm and work out the answers to the question.
I know, I think we're panicking over the wording, aren't we? And going, oh, is there where we can get that? But when you actually decipher it, it's just like, what is the best-selling 70s album? Oh, right.
Yeah, I know.
Third book of Hunger Games. Oh, all right.
Didn't need to know anything about the Chinese robot.
Oh, Spaghetti Western Super Bowl. Right, yeah. Yeah, didn't need to know anything about the Chinese.
Name an annual American event. Question number 5. Which UK band is touring in May 2025 to play their debut album, I Should Coco, in its entirety to mark the 30th anniversary of its release?
What?
Do you know who it is?
No. I Should Coco.
You know what, though? We got 3 out of 5, 4 out of 5. If we can get this, I think we're on for a 5 out of 5, and you're in the 5 out of 5. So there is something riding on
hot
this.
Hot chocolate?
That would make
you
sense.
You sexy.
Do you reckon? Is that around that time?
I think it might be the 80s, actually. But
debut album.
Yeah, so they would have carried on doing more stuff, I imagine, then. Yeah.
Do you know what? I actually am really bad at all music knowledge.
All music?
I'm what you are for films, for music. I just listen to the same song over and over again.
I still got The Omen, though, so maybe you've got one in you. And maybe it's this one.
I Should Coco.
Down in Acapulco.
Do you guys know the answers, producers? Did you know the answer before seeing the quiz? Really? You did?
Fuck.
Really?
What sort of music is Sam into?
Sam likes to think he's got like a superior music taste to other people.
One of them.
So it'll be something wanky.
Okay.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's not going to be something fun or enjoyable that you'd like dance or sing along to.
Fair enough.
It's probably not hot chocolate.
It'll be something that you sort of discuss afterwards.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's getting pelters, but on pelters he's getting. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm lost here a little bit. I Should Coco. 1995 was their debut album.
Touring in the UK band.
Bross? Is it someone like that?
Is it someone like a sort of pop band? This is our 5 out of 5 chance.
Yeah,
like,
I think normally this was earlier on, we maybe would just go, oh, we don't really know it.
No, but we really care.
We really need this, because honestly, I think we've done quite well so far. Bloody hell. Bloody hell, Harry. we're going to have to call it.
Orange juice?
Yeah.
Rip it up and start again. I said rip it up and start again.
We've only sung twice on the podcast.
Both times
it sounds
today.
Like a sort of medieval monastery with two monks just sort of...
What was it last time? It was... Throw those curtains wide.
Okay, we're going to have to call it.
Right, name,
oh, is there any sort of lifeline we can just inject into this format?
UK's 90s bands. Do you have anyone who you're like... They will know this.
My dad might know, but he's... My dad might know.
Do you think he don't? For phone a dad.
Well, what if we just do phone a relative, is our thing?
Phone a dad.
Phone.
Well, the problem is, I don't think I can call my dad right now.
I'm not speaking at the moment.
He's online.
He's online.
So, Sarah is about to ring her father to ask, is he a music fan?
He actually is a music lawyer.
Oh my God, he's going to know this!
Wow, okay. So what's the title of the album? What is the title of the album?
Let's get all the information. There's a band going on tour.
Can I pretend to be Chris Tarrant when he answers?
There's a band going on tour to celebrate their 30th anniversary of their debut album.
1995.
And it's called I Should Coco. So just word vomit it to him as soon as he picks up.
I should
Coco. Okay, this is exciting.
I should.
But if he's in the hospital.
Yeah. No, oh my God, you're doing it.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, where are you?
Hello,
why? Oh, okay, so we're just doing this podcast now. Do you want to say hi?
Hi. We're hosting a podcast where Sarah's a guest.
Yeah, I'm a guest. It's Pub Quiz Podcast and we need your help on one of the questions. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
No, we've
decided that every guest is allowed to ring one relative and you were the relative that was selected.
Yeah, we chose you. Okay, so the question is...
So, lovely to meet you. The question is, which band are going on tour because they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of their debut album, I Should Coco? So this is an album released in 1995, I Should Coco. Do you know the name of the band? They're a UK band. There's a lot riding on this.
Supergrass.
Ooh. That's a brilliant answer. Of course, because they had We Are Young, We Are Free. That one, that's a brilliant answer.
Thanks,
that's
going to be it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Thank you so much.
Make sure we bring the money home.
Okay. Is that money?
Huh?
Is that money?
Yeah, you pay us.
Thanks, Dad. I'll see
you
later.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
Bye. Supergrass.
Your dad's amazing. What's his name?
Could be wrong. Russell.
No.
Russell.
That matches everything. It's about
perfect.
That era.
I
think their first album was their big one, which had all that on.
Oh, that's. I'm so happy we've done
that.
Do you think we could do 5 out of 5?
So your dad might have just helped you there get over the line for a 5 out of 5.
Here we go.
Let's do the answers.
So, your dad may have just helped us get the 5 out of 5 that
he could be wrong.
Question number one. 90 of the top 20 highest American TV audiences of all time are coverage of the Super Bowl.
Okay, brilliant.
A Fistful of Dollars, A Genius, Two Partners and a Dupe are examples of Spaghetti Western.
Well done, Jake.
How does the music go?
I can't do it.
It takes 20 minutes. Question number three. Chinese Robot, irrelevant really. The rock album we were looking for was The Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, do you think we're going to get it?
We might
do. 2 for 3. Question number four. The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and then which title completes the original trilogy of novels written by Suzanne Collins? What
Shit.
Did we write?
The Mockingjay.
The Mockingjay. Let's hope we've not made a mockery of the quiz. It's Mockingjay!
Yes. Get in!
4 out of 4. So, we now come to the final question of the quiz. I'm not going to look down. I'm going to try and be in this with us together. Which UK band is touring in May 2025 to play their debut album, I Should Coco, in its entirety to mark the 30th anniversary of its release?
Has Russell helped us out here?
I'm nervous.
What did your dad say?
Supergrass.
What did we write down?
Supergrass.
The answer is... Supergrass!
We got 5!
5 out of 5, and not just that means 5 in the final round, 4 in the middle round, 3 in the first round.
But that was crazy round.
But that is 12 out of 15. That's really good final score.
And also, can I just say, that wasn't an easy quiz.
That was tough.
No.
That was not an easy quiz.
That was really tough.
It was tough.
I thought you were an amazing quizzer.
Yeah.
Really, I only answered about 3 of the questions, but thank you.
Yeah, but we only got 12 right. So really, you almost got a third of that.
There's only 15 questions in the quiz. You got 3 of them. We all knew about 2 of them. So yeah. I think it was pretty good. Yeah.
You fooled you 8.
We're going to live to see another day. That's the most important.
Yeah, you've definitely...
Yeah, I forgot about that dark cloud hanging over the quiz.
We put a lot more weight on the 5 out of 5 rather than Sarah's life, didn't we?
She can go on tour. Right, so the lovely Will from the other quiz at the White Lion in Finsbury Park, we're going to give him a little bit of feedback. Would you like to tell us, out of 10, what would you give him for playability?
Playability, I'd give him probably a 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And in terms of range of questions out of 10?
I think, we all had different knowledge.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of film in there.
There was a lot.
There was a lot of film.
Actually, there wasn't a great range of questions. Yeah. There was a lot of film.
Yeah, I'd say for someone like who's never seen a film before, that was a difficult quiz. So he needs to take it
for someone like you. It was a difficult quiz. I'll try not to take that as an insult.
He needs to
sounds like a hate crime.
He needs to take into account that some people have only seen Last Christmas.
There was a lot of film questions.
I also thought that the second round was really satisfying.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a good thing about the quiz, is it? We obviously did quite well, but we feel quite... Some of them you do well. You might get 12 out of 15 and you go, quite easy. But actually, it feels we feel quite accomplished in that, don't we? We actually feel like brain's gone to good work.
Brain's gone to good work. Put that brain to work, for God's sakes.
Mine's gone to sign on.
And the final category out of 10, and this isn't just Will now, this is the whole experience, the scripts that weren't printed off, the lager that's flat, the room that's cold.
The international quiz from London.
Take it all into account. What is your good vibes rating out of 10?
For this experience?
Yeah, turning up.
Wow, you're just going to ask me right to my face.
Yeah. God, that doesn't bode well.
No, I think I've had a really nice time.
You think you've had a really
nice
time?
No, I have. I've had a really nice time.
Yeah, okay, we need a metric.
I'd say 9.
Wow.
Okay. We can definitely take 2
off
of that.
What else have other people said?
Oh, we've had some 7s.
I would say...
What would have made it a 10?
What would have made it a 10? No, do you know what?
Ventilation?
I felt very taken care of. I really have enjoyed myself. I feel really stressed.
We are now, all looking in.
And now it's an 8 because you're all staring at me.
Oh, you see the massive lights of the 5 men saying, did you enjoy yourself? It's horrible. Horrible setting.
I think it's really good. You've really done good work.
Right, should we stop before we drop down to a 7?
Yeah, I think we should.
Thank you so much to Sarah Roberts for being a guest on our pod. Go and check out her tour in April and May.
Yep.
Titled Silkworm.
Yeah.
You can find her on her Instagram, SarahRoberts69. And then also a big thank you to Will, who runs his quiz at the White Lion in Finsbury Park every Tuesday at Jake's very late time of 8 p.m. Thank you very much.